Are you ready for a second cup of the morning, Glenn? Here's David and Brenda.
So, David, at the top of the show, I announced that my niece and her husband have come into town for a visit. They live in Georgia. And she was talking with her father, who lives still there. And she said that where they lived, which is near Atlanta, it was like 88 degrees, near 90 degrees, with 90% humidity.
Yeah, that's tough.
And she said it's literally like breathing water. Yeah. I mean, that's that water vapor. They said you cannot cool down. So with the heat index, it pushed it up over 100 degrees. And that's just kind of crazy. So she thought the cool weekend that we just had was fabulous.
Oh, I bet.
Well, you know, we figured, you know, when we booked this trip with them that, you know, we said August is a pretty pleasant month. You know, the heat, the big heat's usually gone.
Yeah.
And we have just these beautiful summers. Yeah. It's going to be 100 degrees this week.
So are they going to be here through the week?
They're here through the whole week.
Yeah.
Yep. Saturday to Saturday. So, but I thought we'd spend this second cup just kind of going over our vacation plan. And more importantly, David, I need your Portland expertise of the great things to do around the Pacific Northwest for nice day trips. Now,
yeah.
I know today they are heading out into the gorge a little bit, probably going to go, you know, maybe all the way to Bridge of the Gods, maybe come back and look at the Multnomah Falls. Yesterday, we had a wonderful day. Vancouver Farmers Market, and then that beautiful walk that they have there on the waterfront. You can do both of those together.
Yeah.
That's not a distance between the two. And it was really a beautiful afternoon. But now after this, we want to kind of do some stuff. So when you have friends come to town, what do you like to do? Or where do you just like to go on your own?
Well, you know, a couple of things. Number one, you certainly have the natural resources to go do a lot of outdoor adventure. So are they into outdoor adventure? Is that, I mean, do they want to do that?
It could be. Probably nothing too that would seem too treacherous,
okay.
I would think.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I would do it, I think absolutely. They're young and active and, you know, I think they would be adventurous.
Do they like beer?
My son-in-law nephew does. For
okay,
sure.
Yeah, because that's one of the things that we typically do if we have people come into town from out of state or from wherever, is that there are such a great number of, I don't know if I want to call them microbrews anymore, but a lot of breweries around the area. And speaking of which, going up into the gorge, there's some awesome ones up into the Washington State side of the gorge or the Oregon side of the gorge. You can do a number of adventures around that. Now, if you're heading south too, in fact, my daughter just did this, great place to hike is Silver Falls State Park.
That's the one with the walk behind waterfalls?
All the waterfalls there. And that's just one of many waterfalls there at Silver Falls Park. The hiking is pretty easy. I mean, there's trails there. I haven't done it in a while, but yeah. And so lots of great areas that you can walk. So yeah, I mean, from a natural resource standpoint, it's beautiful. We just went down to Shampooey State Park. Recently, a couple weeks ago.
I don't know that I've been there before.
Just not too far outside of Woodburn, Newburgh area. And again, if you want to do some wineries, you've got a bunch of wineries in that area there. So yeah, from that standpoint, there's so many wonderful things to do from the natural resources standpoint. Now, talking about Portland in itself, you certainly have the Saturday market that goes on, and that's kind of an iconic, fun little thing to do. It's certainly a taste of Portland in many different ways.
You can find all kinds of things exciting to happen at the Saturday market in Portland.
So that's not a bad choice for somebody who's out of town to give them that real sense of Portland. That'll do it for you at Saturday market. So then the other thing, too, Portland has such a wonderful restaurant scene. There's so many great restaurants.
Yes.
Now, you know, there's a kind of a caveat on all of these things because of COVID, and particularly now because of the Delta variant that's out there, that, you know, masks seem to be coming back for good reason, obviously.
Right.
And so I think that whatever you do, you want to make sure that you're prepared for that and to mask up and to be able to deal with the circumstances. Every area is going to be a little different. Obviously, if you're doing some outside things, probably not as prevalent with the masks, and certainly, though, indoor things for sure at this point. So, you kind of have to look at all of these different things from that, I guess, COVID lens and what's going on.
It's amazing, David, just you running down the list, how close we are to so many great things to do around the area.
Yeah.
Now, we will probably pick one of those heat days and head out to the coast just for a day trip.
See, that's a great idea.
And
yeah.
Where do you like to go? If you're just doing the day trip over and back,
yeah.
Where's the beach that you like to stop at?
We've always been a big Pacific City
going to
PC, and there's so many things to do there. You can walk the sand dunes at PC, and there's the Pelican Pub right there on the beach, and so it's always been kind of a fun area for us. Thing about that is that it can get busy over there, so if you go middle of the week, it's certainly better just from a crowd standpoint.
Right. So that, I just went to Pacific City, went to the Cape Kiwanda there.
Yep.
I walked up that giant sand dune.
To hike.
I thought my legs were going to die.
Yeah.
And then I kind of came down, and there was some wise guy down there telling me, did you get your sticker up at the top?
That's right.
Nobody was handing out stickers. No, I thought I missed out, though. Yeah.
So, but Cannon Beach is always a kind of a touristy spot.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful little town, Cannon Beach, and beautiful beach there too. So where can't you go on the coast that's not awesome? I mean, it's
Oregon coast is so beautiful, and it's rocky, and the waves are violent and beautiful, and it's a good time for sure. So I think we're definitely going to try to beat the heat one day.
And it's not necessarily on the beach itself, but just a great place to go to tool around, Astoria.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's kind of historic, and you've got the waterfront there. You can walk the waterfront now with the boardwalk, so that's a great selection, too.
There's some breweries down there in Astoria, too.
Right.
And then you can drive by the Goonies house.
I don't think they let you do that
anymore. Don't knock on the door. They don't want you to come up. And then what is the column? Have you ever been up the column?
I have not. Yeah, the Astoria column. You can see it there. Certainly, I've not been up it, though.
So there, I used to like to climb up the Astoria Column when we would go out there and visit. It was a lot of fun, and you get a great view.
Right.
But then as I got older and the kids got a little bigger and they always wanted to go up there, my motherly fear would take over, and I'm like, I'm not even going to watch you guys. Yeah. Don't call me from the top.
That's funny.
I'm not going to be waving at you. Well, it is. Thank you so much for that. We're going to have a great week with my niece and her husband, which just been long time in the works planning it. So they showed up, and it was, like I said, in the open. It's like having the kids come home again.
Fun.
It's just great to do that. And so we want to really show them a good time. So I'm going to take some of that information. And hopefully if you've got some guests visiting, well, you can enjoy the great Pacific Northwest, too. I hope you enjoyed today's Second Cup.